and thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's lovely to be here.
So could you tell us a little bit to begin with, how did you get involved with the Recovery and Art exhibition?
I have bipolar disorder, and I started painting pretty much when that happened. And I was really looking around for something positive to do, and that came up, so I became involved in it, and it was really fantastic.
And so can you tell us a bit more about the Recovery and Art exhibition as a whole?
It's basically an opportunity to showcase your work as an artist. So I consider myself to be an artist who happens to have bipolar disorder rather than a person who's got a mental illness who happens to do art. And that sort of came about slowly, but it's very empowering to be able to show something positive that comes out of something that's pretty negative and horrible. So being involved, it's really wonderful to go and see your art that's being displayed somewhere, especially like Parliament House. That's really amazing. That many, many artists would love to have their art on the walls at Parliament House. So it's just been a really positive experience.
And so, I mean, the idea behind Recovery and Art is that it's a series, as I said, of artists who are exploring the recovery through art with lived experience in mental illness. With everybody who is involved in the project, I suppose, is there a sense of, you know, camaraderie in the fact that this is something that you've all gone through together and working on together?
There is, because art is a different way of communicating. So when you're there looking at each other's art, you can really, there's sort of a resonance about it, not just in terms of the art, but in terms of the stories behind it. So, yeah, absolutely.
And so what sort of art can we expect from you if we head down to this exhibition?
Well, I like doing painting large, sort of semi-abstract and sort of sometimes realistic kind of work. So I've got a really large piece about Sydney, because when I found out that it was at Parliament House, I sort of specifically painted something that's got the Opera House, the Harbour Bridge. It's really, really bright colours. It's quite big, because I thought about, again, from an artist perspective and just from a personal perspective, I was born in Sydney. So it's really about connections to place, but it's also about connections to people who are in the same sort of place or space as you are.
And so what role does art play in your daily life outside of the exhibition?
Well, I'm actually having an art studio built in my backyard as we speak.
Oh, wow.
It's really taken a central role in my life. And what I find is, for me, it's almost like a meditative process, because, you know, you lose all sense of time, and it's really just a wonderful space to be in. So I paint when I can, but I just do regular things that everybody else does most of the time and have to sort of squeeze it in.
Well, it sounds amazing. How long does the exhibition go for, and, you know, where can we go check it out?
You can go check it out at the moment. So you just need to rock up to Parliament House, go through the security checks, and have a look at it at the moment. The opening is on Monday, and I think it goes until for a few weeks after that.
Too easy.
And I think it's till September the 27th, actually.
Okay. Well, we'll find the links to the websites and pop all the links in the podcast. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
And thanks very much, because, you know, we're really trying to break down stigma and show how important art is to everybody, not just people with mental illness.
Definitely, definitely something that everybody should be involved in.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Anne.
Bye.